Thank you very much, Professor Sharon from Institution of Infection and Immunity. Take us through your HIV/AIDS research and also the clinical trial results. Thank you.
My research has mainly focused on finding a cure for HIV. We currently have excellent treatments, meaning that people can take tablets and the virus stays under control and people can live normal, healthy lives now with HIV. And in fact, for people living with HIV, by taking treatment, their life expectancy is now close to normal. But you need to take treatment lifelong. As soon as you stop the HIV treatment, the virus rapidly returns. So our research mainly looks at where the virus hides on treatment and how to get rid of that virus that persists on treatment.
You also mentioned about hepatitis B virus as well. And according to the UNAIDS report of 2017, they also say that relate to the TB patient as well. So how do you guys find out where the virus is hiding?
We know that the virus really hides in a silent form. So the HIV virus becomes part of a person's own genetic code, and then it can become silenced, and it does that in immune fighting cells, and often inside tissues where we have a lot of these immune fighting cells. So our work is primarily aimed at understanding how the virus becomes silent or how it turns off, and we have a major interest in turning that virus back on, because by turning the virus back on, the virus then is visible to the immune system. So is one strategy. The other is that we know that in some people who have a very good immune response to HIV, they can control the virus on their own without drugs. It's very rare, about 1% of people make a very good immune response to HIV. So we're very interested to understand that immune response and see if we can replicate that with new drugs that boost immune function.
Has there been any progress in this field that you have just mentioned?
Yeah, I think there are two main goals of HIV cure research. One is to reduce the amount of virus that goes into hiding, and the other is to boost the immune system to control the virus. So reducing the amount of virus that goes into hiding can definitely be done by very early treatment, and that's something we encourage all people to get tested, know whether they are infected or not, and to start treatment straight away. And that has a whole lot of benefits, not just eventually, we hope, for cure, but treatment helps someone's life expectancy. It reduces the chance of transmitting the virus. It eliminates the chance of transmitting the virus, and also keeps your immune system in much better shape. So early treatment is very beneficial. Early treatment alone will not cure HIV, but it does reduce the amount of virus that goes into hiding and keeps the immune system in better shape. There are now also some new vaccines that are being tested that look quite promising in boosting immune function. And we have been very interested in understanding the role of new cancer drugs. There are a whole lot of new drugs that are now being used for cancer that boost the immune system to recognize cancer. And those same drugs can also boost the immune system to recognize HIV. Those drugs are just starting to be tested in people living with HIV and cancer. And we hope we'll have some answers from those studies in the next year or two.
But according to the National Association of People with HIV Australia, research or study has mentioned that 77% agree that telling someone that someone has an HIV positive, it is very risky. It seems like it is very challenging and difficult for people who have HIV positive to get out there and get tested and diagnosed and get treatment, still they are still being stigmatized. So is there any way to raise awareness, make people more willing to go and test and get treatment?
You raise a really important point. There still is a lot of stigma associated with being HIV positive, and many people are still reluctant to tell their friends, colleagues, families that they're diagnosed. I think the best stigma is a very difficult thing to eliminate. We have a goal in Victoria through an initiative called Fast Track Cities to eliminate HIV-related stigma. And I think one step towards that is creating a space that people feel comfortable to say that they're HIV positive. And I think when people do that publicly, that can be very inspiring for people living with HIV. When people get tested for HIV, that's always done fully confidentially. So there's no obligation for people to tell anyone that they're HIV positive. Testing is always done confidentially. And the benefits for getting tested are very significant, because once you're tested, you can access treatment, which we know is life-saving. And the treatment also means that you will not pass the virus on to other people, which is one thing that most people with HIV are most concerned about. Treatment has lots of benefits. We need to make it very easy for people to be tested and make them feel very safe and comfortable to be tested. And I have every confidence that that happens in a range of settings, hospital and doctor-based settings across the state. We also have something called rapid testing in Victoria clinics, where you can get an HIV positive test on the spot, again done in a very confidential environment. So we have to try and destigmatise testing to make people understand it's safe, it's confidential, and by knowing you're positive, there are tremendous advantages from getting onto treatment. So traditionally, most people go to their doctors, their GPs, or any GP can test for HIV, or they may go to a hospital-based clinic. But we've learnt that that's not the only setting where HIV testing should be done, because it may not suit people to go and wait inside a doctor's office and have to come back again 3 days later for the test. And that's why these rapid testing clinics have been set up. One of them is in Fitzroy called Pronto, where people can turn up, have a on-the-spot test, not from necessarily with a doctor there, but a person trained in understanding test results and how to give them to someone. So I think in Australia we want to make testing available in all sorts of settings, because different settings will suit different people.
The testing clinic you mentioned about, does it have all the location throughout Australia?
Every state has had different programs trying to increase testing. New South Wales has also some really innovative programs of making testing available through mobile vans, for example, and other states are doing that, have got different programs. But one of the big goals for us in Australia is to make sure that anyone that has HIV has the opportunity to get tested and to know the diagnosis and to get tested in a setting that's most comfortable for them. I should also say that all pregnant women are routinely tested for HIV as well, of course with their consent, and that's another very good opportunity for testing, because we know that if a woman has HIV, if she is not on treatment, there's a 30% chance of transmitting the virus to her baby. But when a woman is on treatment, it essentially is zero, that there will not be transmission of the virus. So we routinely would test women with HIV for HIV in pregnancy so that they can access treatment.
Does Medicare cover HIV AIDS antiviral drugs or treatment by the Australian government?
Mm-hmm. So the antivirals, yes, are funded by the Australian government. In most clinics around the country, the person collecting those drugs has to pay a small dispensing fee, which is standard for all medications, but the actual cost of the drugs are covered by the government for anyone with a Medicare card. People that don't have a Medicare card, there are some programs in some states which also allow access to free drugs. But this is done largely through a program run by the companies that fund, that manufacture the drugs.
According to the USAID or UNAIDS program, or the Global Fund for HIV Positive AIDS, that supply funds for 36 countries, mostly in Africa, Sub-Sahara Africa, and other countries in Southeast Asia region or South America. It seems like some countries don't have the universal health cover. They still facing difficulties or challenges getting treatment. How do people get treatment in those countries?
It varies in different countries. At the moment, we know that over 50% of people living with HIV are accessing treatment. Every country is a little different. In some, we're talking about low and middle income countries. In Australia, our government covers the costs of drugs. In sub-Saharan Africa, there's a range of different programs that have allowed access to treatment. And some of those you mentioned, the Global Fund is one example. PEPFAR, which is an American US-funded program for access to antiretrovirals, is another. And in different countries, there is a contribution from the local government or the international agency, and it tends to vary across the country. Probably the country with the biggest number of people on antiretroviral therapy, close to 3.5 million people on treatment, is in South Africa, where over time the contributions of the South African government has increased and less contributions from international funders. But it tends to vary in different parts of the world.
2016, UN also have this political statement to end HIV/AIDS by 2030. It's over a decade from now on. Do you think that's the global community have the capacity to end HIV/AIDS by that time?
There's a number of components to ending HIV. The first is to reduce, and there currently is 2 million new HIV infections globally a year. And that number is slowly decreasing, but has been quite stable for a while. The other aim is to reduce or eliminate people developing AIDS, which means people becoming sick from HIV, and the only way to stop becoming sick from HIV is to access antiretroviral treatment. Antiretroviral treatment also reduces or eliminates transmission. So by getting more and more people on treatment, you will reduce the number of people getting AIDS or eliminate that. I think that is quite feasible. And you will also reduce transmission. At the same time, you do need other ways to prevent people becoming infected. And one of those ways is through something called PrEP, or pre-exposure prophylaxis, taking antivirals to prevent getting infected with HIV. So eliminating HIV/AIDS by 2030 is a big challenge, but a step towards that is by making sure that people get tested. When they get tested, they get on treatment, and when they're on treatment, they stay on treatment. And that is really, really important to eliminate AIDS and to contribute to blocking transmission. But we probably need other interventions to stop transmission. And I think it's important to say that even if we do all of this and we can reduce the number of new infections, there currently is 37 million people living with HIV, and all of them will need to continue lifelong treatment because we don't have a cure. So eliminating HIV totally from the world by 2030 is very unlikely. Eliminating people getting sick from HIV, I do think and hope, will be achieved. I don't have additional comments other to say that we have come a very long way in the last 30 years. Some of your listeners may think of HIV as a death sentence. it is certainly not a death sentence. We have excellent treatments which really give people a normal, long and healthy life. And that's why it's so important to get tested and know if you're positive and to access treatment. And in the meantime, and treatment needs to be, you know, lifelong. And in the meantime, I hope in the next 30 years, we will find a way to for people to not have to take lifelong treatment, but we're still a way off that.